You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you tend to think archaeology is about finding golden trophies in snake-filled caves, kind of like Indiana Jones, Dr. Suzanne Henriksen with the Idaho National Laboratory's Cultural Resources Management Office will tell you it's actually a lot more interesting than that. Dr. Henriksen is joining us live on the phone from the INL to talk about what she does as the archaeologist for the Idaho National Laboratory. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So you say that the lab's 890 square miles of land is ripe for archaeologists. Tell me why that's the case.
So the ancestors of the Shoshone and Bannock people, their reservation is located at Fort Hall now. But, you know, this was their traditional territory for thousands and thousands of years. And the Idaho National Lab is, of course, smack dab in the middle of this ancestral landscape. And, you know, it was a travel corridor. They were moving across the Snake River Plain up into the mountain ranges to the north. They were moving east into Montana and Wyoming, west along the Snake River. They had a huge, huge territory, and that covered, again, much of southeastern Idaho, much of southern Idaho, and far beyond.
And talk to me about what sits at the lab's northern boundary. I think I'm going to say this right, but correct me if I'm wrong. Lake Territon?
Yes, yes. So at the end of the Pleistocene, you had glaciers from the mountains to the north melting and feeding water into the Pioneer Basin, which encompasses much of the INL and also a great deal of BLM land to the east that is managed by the Upper Snake Field Office. And, you know, this lake was huge, taking up about 90,000 square acres, and of course it would have been very attractive to large megafauna that were occupying the area around 15,000 to 10,000 years ago, and these animals are obviously extinct now, such as mammoth, mastodon, muskox, horse, camel, including also extinct carnivores. So
also, the we should note that the INL's land has actually been off limit to the public for 70 years.
Yes.
So how does that play into what you do? Because I think it would almost be like a treasure trove of undiscovered artifacts, potentially.
Well, it is, but we kind of try to avoid the words treasure trove. Because for us, it's about the information that the artifacts contain. That's the most important part. That's why I stress that these artifacts, and the INL is very special because these artifacts are still located exactly where they were left by the ancestral Shoshone and Bannock. And so their context, their location on the landscape is critical. It's critical information that really helps us understand how they occupied this landscape and how they utilized Lake Territon. Mm-hmm.
So then talk to me about that. When you do find these artifacts, and especially if it dates back to the forebears of the Shoshone and Bannock tribes, you know, what has some of this told you? And then do you share that information with the tribes as well?
Well, yes, we have a very, very active working relationship with the Shoshone and Bannock people. We have tribal representatives that are out there working with us in the field most of the time. We meet with them regularly to share this information and provide the documentation of our studies. This information, I find it so fascinating because their elders, you know, have told archaeologists for years about these areas and how special they are. And this information gets passed down generation after generation. So when we share information about Lake Territon to the tribal elders, they're not surprised. they're, you know, we're just reinforcing, you know, information that they have told us for a long, long time.
I'm speaking with Dr. Suzanne Henriksen. She's the archaeologist for the Idaho National Laboratory. And Dr. Henriksen, talk to me about what happened back in the 1960s, because there was the passage of the National Historic Preservation Act. So first, tell us what that is, but then also how that affected the land that the INL sits on.
Well, 1966, and it's a bad joke, but we call it the Archaeologist Employment Act. federal agencies needed to have archaeologists on staff to ensure that archaeological sites and historic buildings were being preserved, protected, and kept from, harm. So many federal agencies, including the Department of Energy that manages the INL, needed to bring archaeologists on board. And we've been working for federal agencies, for many years now. And it's complicated. It's complicated. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of paperwork. I think a lot of people assume that we do a lot of running around in the sagebrush. We do some of that, but we also process an awful lot of paperwork to keep the doors open, to keep things working.
So like Laura Croft and Indiana Jones, really not a good representation of what you do.
Absolutely not. And we tend to cringe.
I bet you do, right?
Yes, when we see archaeologists portrayed in a much more romantic light.
Right.
That's not what we do. So
the main project you're working on right now, is it finding certain artifacts then that, as we talked about, go back to the Shoshone-Bannock tribes? Or is that just part of what you do on kind of an ongoing basis?
It's actually just part of what we do. One of the goals of the federal archaeologists is grasping the big picture of the land that they manage. For the archaeologists on the INL, we have to really look at the INL as a whole, and look at how the landscape was used by the ancestral Shoshone and Bannock, to figure out what's important, what type of archaeological sites are significant, important, and need to be preserved, and then what sites, because archaeology isn't about, stopping work or protecting everything. The National Historic Preservation Act has a process that we have to go through to mitigate damage to sites, but it doesn't insist that we preserve everything. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important that we look at the archaeology surrounding Lake Territon and understanding that time period, which is very mysterious, across North America.
So what do you think, in your opinion, is the most interesting piece of history maybe that you or your team has discovered on the INL?
Well, there's five archaeologists here, and if you asked,
you'd all have a different answer, right?
We'd have a different story. For me, it is Lake Territon. It is understanding, how the lake was utilized, and we know so little about the timing of extinctions, of megafauna. We don't know how the ancestral Shoshone and Bannock reacted when these large game animals went extinct. They obviously had to make some changes, some adaptations, in what they hunted and how they utilized the landscape. And, for me, it's just a big mystery. And the INL gives us that rare opportunity because the artifacts are still out on the landscape, in their original location, that we can piece that picture together.
I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your day today and talking to us about this really interesting information. So thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Our guest today, Dr. Suzanne Henriksen, she is an archaeologist for the Idaho National Laboratory. Up next, Botox is being used for a lot more than just getting rid of some pesky wrinkles. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.